The school district of Philadelphia has adopted a nearly $5 billion operating budget as it tries to correct a $300 million deficit. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
The board unanimously approved the operating budget while passing the capital budget in a 7-1 vote. Superintendent Tony Watlington has said previously that the deficit is due to chronic underfunding and the loss of federal COVID-19 relief funds. To cover the gaps, the board approved $50 million in classroom cuts and an additional $169 million in central office cuts. The approval rules result in the freeze or reassignment of about 265 positions throughout the district, but it prevents teacher layoffs and cuts at schools set for closure under the recently approved facilities plan. However, it will likely lead to an increase in overall class sizes, which research suggests could impact academic performance. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Immigrant rights groups and New Jersey officials are stepping up calls for Delaney Hall to be shut down. Amol Sinha of the ACLU of New Jersey says the assertion by the Department of Homeland Security that individuals being arrested and taken to Delaney Hall are dangerous criminals is false.
What they're really doing is trying to capture as many immigrants as possible in this vast dragnet that they've enabled. And so it's really concerning.
DHS is denying reports that some detainees on a hunger strike were physically attacked by ICE guards on Thursday. A statement was issued saying a fight between detainees was broken up and there were no serious injuries. Checking sports, the Phillies, they're with the Dodgers tonight in L.A. That'll be a late-night game around 10:15. Probable pitcher Zach Wheeler for the Phillies and Justin Robleski of the Dodgers. Philadelphia Union, if you're looking for them on the schedule, they've got an extended mid-season break for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, and they won't be playing again until around July 22nd.